BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Monday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Care to join me, George?
Not especially.
You don't know what you're missing. Yoga's good for your joints, your lungs, your soul. Well, everything, really. There's no outdoor space at the B&B. My room's not big enough to do the balasana or anything else.
Oh, right.
Bit of a dive, to be honest.
The B&B?
Yeah. But I suppose I can't complain if I'm not paying.
I mean, if it was up to me, you could just stay here.
Oh, I know. I know that, mate.
I'm sorry.
Oh, don't apologise. I know it's not you. It's them. Will and Emma. But maybe they'll come round.
Yeah, maybe.
I thought Will would be back by now with Poppy.
Yeah, I think she's been out for the day with a friend.
Oh, right.
I am knackered.
Tough day.
First day back at Bridge Farm. My dad covered for me last week, and sounds like he made a bit of a mess of it.
How long's he been working on farms now?
Oh, only 25 years or more. I think he must have been quite stressed about me going away.
Well, you're all right now, aren't you? You got your Uncle Clive looking after you.
The fair seemed to go really well, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. Yeah. I thought it was a nice touch, the whole cost of living theme.
Aye, so did I. Some brilliant ideas in there.
And the stables event was great too.
Oh, was it? I didn't manage to get to both. Oh, I meant to tell you that Azra sold me a brilliant book about cricket coaching. Couldn't believe it, actually. It was it's exactly what I needed for running this camp.
Oh, I might have to borrow that.
Oh, yeah, sure. It's a good turnout for this evening's session, isn't it?
Having a nightmare with one of the kids, though.
Oh, which one?
Cassie, I think she's called. She's got this attitude.
Oh, you can't have that.
I mean, I know it's my job to deal with it.
Well, it's not actually, is it? You're a vet and you're doing this cricket camp voluntarily, so it's not really on.
Sassy, that's what she is.
She's sassy, Cassie.
Yeah.
Shall I have a word with her? I'll be nice. I won't be all policeman-like.
Yeah, okay. Why not? Because you're not listening to me.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Ah, this is the life, isn't it?
Yeah, it's nice, yeah.
Beer in the garden, summer evening, September on its way.
I'll have to nip to the shop in a bit to replace these.
Really? Why?
Well, you know, because they're my dad's, and I'm not exactly in my dad's good books right now, am I? I mean, he's really on my case to go to the police.
Oh, still on about that?
Yeah, of course, yeah. My mum's the same. She's like on and on. It's completely doing my head in.
Well, you just got to tell them to back off.
I have.
Do you want me to talk to them?
I don't know.
Well, I will. I can.
Maybe. Let's see. I just want it to go away, you know? The whole, like, nightmare of it. Do you really think I'm doing the right thing by staying quiet?
I do, yeah.
Because it doesn't necessarily feel like the right thing.
You've just got to hold your nerve, George. This too shall pass.
I don't want to go to prison.
That's why you've got to keep strong.
But I don't want Alice to go to prison either.
I've told you and I've told you. Someone like her, those kind of people, they get off all the time, don't they? Because they got money. You don't get wealthy people in prison.
I mean, I don't know how wealthy she actually is.
Well, she must have a share in that farm.
Yeah.
So, that's worth millions.
Yeah, but even if she's like, you know, a billionaire, which obviously she's not, she didn't actually do the crime, did she?
Hmm, neither did you.
But I did.
The crash was an accident.
Yeah, but the lying and everything?
Oh, can you just stop torturing yourself? Because it's getting a bit frustrating.
Sorry. Sorry, I didn't mean to be annoying.
Alice Aldridge is not going to go to prison. Their sort do not go to prison.
Well, she's not really an Aldridge anymore. She's still a Carter. Oh, I don't know what to do.
I give up. I really do.
What? Give up what?
I mean, can't keep saying the same thing over and over. I can't keep trying to save you from yourself. If you want to go to the police, then go.
But I don't. I don't want to go to the police, do I?
And then stop going on and on. You're as bad as your mother. Enjoy your beer. Enjoy the last days of summer. Live in the moment.
Okay. Yeah, sorry. Okay.
Go with the flow and let the river take you where it will.
Yeah, I suppose.
River's probably not the right metaphor, though. Sorry.
Alistair?
Oh, hi. Laura.
Ambridge have raised their game.
Sorry?
The cricket?
Oh, the cricket. Little Croxley, of course. Sorry. I was miles away. Yeah, we've found our form.
I didn't realise you were running the cricket camp.
Oh, I'm not. Not really, just helping out a bit after work.
How did it go?
Yeah. Good, I think. Apart from one or two, you know.
One or two kids?
No, just one or two moments.
Oh, well, I hope Cassie's been all right.
Cassie?
Yeah, Cassie's mine.
Oh. Okay.
What?
No, I didn't realise Cassie was your daughter.
She didn't give you any trouble, did she?
No.
Alistair?
I mean, yeah, but only a bit. Only in the beginning.
Oh, no.
No, it's fine. She was great in the end.
She can be quite tricky. I call her Sassy Cassie. I know, it's a cheap shot. But look, I'm sorry if she's behaved badly. I did send her under duress.
Ah, right.
But she can't just sit in her room looking at her phone all summer, can she?
Well, ideally not.
I will talk to her.
No, please don't. There's no need, because in the end she was really engaged and I don't want her to get put off.
But I don't want her to be difficult for someone she barely knows and think that's okay.
Well, she wasn't awful or anything. She just obviously wasn't enjoying it. I shouldn't really have mentioned it.
Well, I'd much rather know the truth.
Well, then, the truth is that she could actually be a really decent cricketer. Good hand-eye coordination, quick reactions, and a great runner. So if you're going to say anything to her, say that.
Okay, thank you. That's kind.
But I mean it.
You mean you're not just feeling guilty about our lousy date?
Was it that bad?
It was quite bad.
I'm sorry.
How are things going with your situationship?
Yeah, it's good, thanks. We're together now. It's all official.
I'm really glad.
Thank you.
She's a lucky woman.
Thank you again.
Susan!
Yes?
Buying a pineapple, are we?
Clive.
I know. Fancy meeting you here.
I can't believe it.
Oh, very good for you, by the way. Pineapples.
What?
Full of vitamin B.
What are you doing here?
Oh, a bit of shopping for me tea.
But what are you doing in Borchester?
Ah, well, I'm glad you asked.
I just can't believe it.
I thought, you know, it's been too long. Been too long, isn't it?
No, it hasn't. It hasn't been long enough.
Right, I'd better get going, I suppose.
Cassie, we're leaving.
Lovely to see you, Alistair.
You too.
Oh, and I'll see you next Sunday.
Oh, of course, yes, the cricket.
And don't worry, I'm planning to show no mercy on the pitch. Zero, nada.
I wouldn't want mercy from you, Laura.
Right, Cassie, come on.
Oh, aye. What was all that about?
Oh, nothing.
Didn't sound like nothing.
We went on a date before... Well, obviously before... Well, just before, actually, Denise and I got together.
What is going on with you?
What do you mean?
You're like the Valentino of the village.
Hardly.
Does Denise know?
Know what? There's nothing to know.
That you've got this other woman waiting in the wings.
I have not got another woman waiting in the wings.
Hey, listen, how was Sassy Cassie?
Oh, it turns out she's Laura's daughter.
She's not.
Yes, and that's what Laura calls her too.
Does she really?
Yeah.
She played well after the break.
What did you say to her then?
Well, I don't know. We just had a chat.
Oh, you're so brilliant with kids. I mean, you know, you're good with people in general, obviously. It's your job, maybe. Sorry, I'm an idiot.
No, it's fine.
No, it's not. It was a really stupid thing to say.
Listen, for what it's worth, I'm doing all right. I'm doing better.
I'm glad to hear it.
And yeah, I am good with kids, but it's not going to be a thing for us, to be honest.
Oh, right. Sorry.
You know, it's just one of those things.
Must have been really difficult, though, with everything that's happened.
Yeah, it was. But I think we're getting there.
Susan, this is ridiculous.
Can you stop following me, please, or I'll tell the security guard?
Listen, can we just go and get a coffee?
A coffee?
Please.
I'm trying to do a shop. I don't want to go for a coffee, do I? Besides, I don't drink coffee after midday.
But I need to talk to you. Does anyone eat that anymore?
They must do, because otherwise they wouldn't stock it, would they?
Well, it's ultra-processed, so I'd put it back if I was you. You'd be better off with that pineapple.
I do not want advice on nutrition, Clive. If I want to buy tinned ham, I will. I'll buy a job lot of it if you don't shut up and leave me alone.
Listen, I know it's a shock to see me. And I wasn't planning on bumping into you in a supermarket, was I? But we're here now, and basically I'm back because I want to see our dad.
Oh, really? You're back for dad?
Because he's not getting any younger.
Oh, did you just realise that?
Oh, Susan.
What? Clive, what do you want me to say?
I'm different now. I am.
Oh, well, you would say that, wouldn't you?
Well, can't you see? Don't I look different?
Not particularly.
Well, I've lost weight.
So what?
I'm really looking after myself.
I don't care.
I'm enlightened.
What?
I'm enlightened.
What on earth is that supposed to mean?
I don't expect you to necessarily get it, because it's hard to explain, but I had this profound near-death experience.
Is that a joke?
No, I'm serious.
Are there, like, cameras on me or something?
Oh, don't say that.
You don't understand.
I do.
No, you don't. You've caused too much damage and you can't just waltz back into our lives because you've discovered healthy eating and a sudden need to see your elderly father. We don't want you anywhere near us, Clive.